Hello, everyone. Welcome to Charm Chat. Today, Rita, Angie, and myself are bringing you a bonus episode. As most of you know, Pandora just launched their Pandora Summer Collection. And if you listened to us a couple weeks ago, you know that we were really excited about what we saw in the catalog. But we have now done our shopping, or have not done our shopping. That is to be determined. And now we've gotten to see everything in real life, so we thought it would be awesome to talk about what we bought and if we stuck to our plan. I want to start with Angie because Angie was adamant that she wanted to wait for a promo. So Angie, let our listeners know, what did you do?
I have to confess. I caved and I went and bought something on release day.
We knew it.
You know what? I give you credit for at least like putting the thought in your mind that you were going to wait. Like, it's a big deal.
The problem was I listened back to our episode and it tempted me. And it made me,
oh my gosh. Yeah, we're tempting ourselves.
I don't want to wait anymore.
That makes sense. All right. Can't wait to hear what you got. Rita, well, we knew you were going to buy. We knew that your number one pick was going to be the chameleon.
Yep.
And?
Yes, I did. I got little Pascal.
Have you already played with the color changing of him?
Oh my, yeah, I threw it in the freezer. I filmed it too, but I haven't posted it. But I did a little reel just to show the magic of the color change. It's so cool.
So before you finish that reel, I just came from the store and they told me that it changes colors both ways. So there's a hot room temperature and cold.
No.
That's what they said. I haven't tested it
yet. Oh my gosh,
yet.
I didn't know
that. Let's put it in the oven now.
So, yeah, don't cook it.
Or like boiling hot water. What do we do? How do we do that?
Just warm water, not boiling.
Maybe like the blow dryer, like your blow dryer.
Ooh, that's smart.
Put some hot. Yeah, I'm going to try. Okay, I'm trying that right as soon as we finish. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Check us out on Instagram to find out if Rita boils her chameleon.
Yeah. See if she's to go get a new one because she melted it. I said I was going to get that octopus and I absolutely bought the octopus. So he's adorable.
It's so cute. I saw it.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing. Angie, going back to you really quick, I can't remember what you said would be your first if you were going to, in a rare event, buy on launch day. I forgot what you said you were going to get. So what did you buy? What did you think you were going to buy? Tell us more.
Okay, so I did stick to my plan. I just did it a little earlier than I thought I would. I went in person and once I saw Wally, in person, he is absolutely perfect. And my goodness, there is so much detail on that little thing. And he even has, I don't know if they're CZs or what, in his eyes. So they sparkle. And then all this texture and all this detail. And it even says little Wally on it. It's so darn cute. So yes, I bought Wally. That was one of my first choices for sure. And then, you know, I couldn't just bring him home in a bag. So I had to buy the leather bracelet and put him on it.
That's it? Just two things?
Oh, you want all of it?
Yeah.
So I kind of went off plan, although I did say I wanted to see the opals in person before I would decide. And I saw the opals in person and I decided and it came home with me. Yeah, they're beautiful.
They are so pretty. All right. That's not too bad. You'll see why I say that later because I went overboard. We can save that for later. Rita, what did you end up doing?
So there's a poll on Instagram today asking, do you think Rita stuck to her original launch day plan? And so far, the results are 60% yes and 40% no. So I have to say that I kind of let most of our listeners down because I got more than my plan.
What was your original plan?
My original plan was to get Pascal. I call him Pascal. Pascal and either the opals or Lilo and Stitch. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
So I was only going to get like those two things, but I got more. So I ended up getting the opals because they are beautiful and you can't capture them. I tried so many different photos, videos. Like you just can't capture the way they look in your hands in the light. Beautiful. And then I did get Lilo and Stitch because, oh my gosh, it's so nice. It's like gorgeous. It's big and it's got flowers on it. It's just gorgeous. And then I also got the Pandora Me purple connector heart. It's exactly the same purple as those purple hearts that came out in the Valentine's collection last year. Exactly. So I can already envision a stack.
None of those are a surprise to me. Like, if I were you, I'm like, oh, Rita's going to come home with that, 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 and that. So it's not a surprise.
And not too bad.
Yeah, it's not a surprise, but it was more than I thought. But I had birthday gifts from family and friends, so I was able to, like, treat myself a little bit more than I was going to. So that's why I say, like, I didn't stick to the original launch day plan, but it's original wish list plan, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
How about you, Nicole?
So I went overboard. You guys, I have not been this excited about a launch in a really long time. And so I went overboard. Can I tell you guys a funny story about it before I tell you what I got?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want to know.
So I always get my receipts emailed and I get a hard copy receipt. And I hadn't seen the email come through, but whatever. I was just on my Pandora high, so I didn't even care. And then my boyfriend sends me a text message and he's like, did you just go to Pandora like right now? And I was like, oh no. I was like, let me guess, you got the receipt.
Oh no.
And he's like, chest busted pains. So I'm like, can you forward that to me? Thanks. FYI, it's not normal, but it was just all in joking because whatever. We don't judge each other on how we spend our money, but it was just funny. I'm like, of all receipts, you're going to accidentally send to somebody else.
Busted.
Yes.
Also busted. Like, chest pains.
But I, like I said, I stuck to my octopus. That was absolutely a must have. I got to look at the opalescent ones and I picked them as well. And you guys, if you're able to buy those in store and look at them, they come in like different shades. Some have like different kind of that opal-y look. So I look and compared every single one until I got the most perfect match for me.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even do that. Because she, the girl at my store, which amazing, Brianna, I just want to do a shout out to her, Upper Canada. She was amazing. But she had them put aside for me. So I didn't even look. Oh, I didn't even realize there would be different ones.
Huh. I did have a choice between a few of them and I only picked one. So it didn't really matter. I was very good.
Oh, you didn't even get a pair.
I did not. No.
Oh, Angie.
You.
Wow.
Angie, guess what? I bought a turtle.
Oh, which one? The pink one, right?
No, I have two. It's the pink one on silver. That one was just so beautiful. And you guys, I am going to make a YouTube video. Check out my Pretty Charmed Life on YouTube because I'm going to show all of these in detail. And I also got the chameleon, so I can't wait to put it in warm and cold water. I'm not going to freeze mine.
Boil it.
Or boil it. But I didn't get any of the fruit. So you know how I said I wasn't sure how big the cherries were going to be.
Yeah.
They are big. But my sales associate, she's so smart. She was like, oh, she's like, I think I'm going to get the cherries and put them on earrings. And I was like, that would look really cool. So I passed on any of the fruit stuff. One that I didn't even talk about last time, and I wanted to see it in person, was the bubble tea one. I did get it. I think it's really cool and really unique. And it reminds me of my little bubble tea company that we have in the mall. But the balls, the little like boba balls, are just little painted dots on the outside of it. For some reason, I expected it to look more like boba balls on the inside of the cup. And it's
not. I had forgotten that that one was being released when we were talking about it. And I did see it in person. And I think it's really, really adorable. I'm a big tea drinker, but I don't think I've even ever had a bubble tea before. So I can't justify getting it. But I did think it was really super cute.
Okay, we'll go this weekend, get a bubble tea, and then go get the charm. Justification done.
I kind of wish it was, don't get scared. I kind of wish it was green because of matcha. Like for me, there's a connection. I always get a matcha boba bubble tea. So
can we get a soundbite at this one?
Yeah.
Keep that.
Don't quote me. But I did not like the green in the lemon. I'm sorry, but lemons don't have green in it. It was green in the lemon.
If they're not ripe, they might. Going back to the bubble tea thing with matcha, I don't get boba in my matcha.
Oh.
Like, so that is like when I get boba tea, it's that color. You guys, I got a lot and I'm actually not going to list it because that's just going to be boring. But I did end up loving Pandora Me that I didn't think I was going to love. And it was the heart one that's kind of rainbowy. And the one of the heart flaps, I guess you can say, is like tilted up. So it's not like a flat medallion. Like it's like there's the heart part that goes up, which I get is really hard to explain via audio.
Like 3D sort of.
Yeah, like a little bit 3D. So that was interesting. And then the rainbow links. I got as well. A few more other things. Check out my Instagram. There'll be the like 10-second version, or check out my YouTube where you'll find a 10-minute version.
Did you guys see the Sully?
Oh, I got him too. I said I wasn't going to say everything I got.
He's cute. He's really big, but he's really cute.
He's so cute. Yeah, and it really was cute. So hard to leave him behind. But A, he's kind of expensive. And B, yes, he is kind of big. And I'm like, where would I put him? So I think I was very good to stick to just three pieces. And I do love that leather bracelet. Oh my goodness, it's so nice.
The leather bracelet is gorgeous. I may or may not have gotten that. Again, I'm not revealing anymore. So needless to say, we all had fun checking out this collection.
We did. You know, I was so excited, and I was so excited to get things that I wasn't planning to get that I forgot to look at everything. I took like a quick video of things, but I forgot to look at the Mii. So I didn't get the rainbow link. I didn't look at them. That was on my list to look at in the store. So I have to go back.
My store is doing like a really big, like, let's put Mii everywhere. And so it was right in front of my face. Otherwise, I would have completely forgotten.
But you got
that.
The purple link, right, Rita?
Oh, yeah, because I knew. When I saw the color, I wasn't sure of the color, right? But when I saw it, and they just happened to have a bracelet on that tray that had that purple heart from the Valentine's collection. And it's like exactly the same purple. And I love that purple. So I was like, okay, there's not even a doubt in my mind. No question. Like, just get that purple. And that was it. I didn't look at the other me.
I have to say, it's been a long time since I've even been in a Pandora store. So I was a little bit dazzled with everything that I feel like I'm behind in seeing a lot of these things in person because I have been ordering online over the past couple of years.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Well, clearly we had fun. If you guys want to see all the fun that we had shopping, make sure you're tuning into our Instagram and our YouTubes. We keep things simple for you. We have the same handles on both platforms. Follow Angie at Daily Charm Addict, Rita at A Charm Dreamer, and myself, Nicole, at My Pretty Charmed Life. Thank you guys so much for tuning into our bonus episode, and we will see you on Tuesday back to our regularly scheduled program.